communicating more effectively in romantic relationships. The quality of our romantic relationships often hinges on one critical skill, communication. Despite its importance, many couples struggle to communicate effectively, leading to misunderstandings, unresolved conflicts, and emotional distance. Whether you're in a new relationship or have been with your partner for decades, developing strong communication skills can transform your connection and deepen your intimacy. Effective communication isn't simply about talking more, it's about creating a safe space where both partners feel heard, understood, and valued. It involves a complex interplay of verbal expression, active listening, nonverbal cues, and emotional intelligence. When couples master these elements, they build a foundation for resolving conflicts constructively, expressing needs clearly, and nurturing their bond through life's inevitable challenges. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore proven strategies to enhance communication in your romantic relationship, drawing from relationship research and expert insights. By implementing these approaches, you'll develop the skills needed to express yourself authentically, understand your partner more deeply, and create a relationship characterized by mutual respect and emotional connection. The art of active listening, hearing beyond words. Active listening may be the single most important communication skill in a healthy relationship. It goes far beyond simply hearing words. It requires full engagement with your partner's message, both spoken and unspoken. When you practice active listening, you create space for genuine understanding and connection. According to relationship experts, active listening skills are essential building blocks for strong and meaningful relationships. This practice helps you connect with your partner on a deeper level and builds trust in your relationship. When your partner feels truly heard, they're more likely to open up and share their authentic thoughts and feelings. Key elements of active listening. To become a better active listener, incorporate these practices. Give your undivided attention, put away electronic devices, maintain eye contact, and focus completely on your partner. Avoid interrupting, allow your partner to complete their thoughts before responding. Ask clarifying questions, use open-ended questions to ensure you understand their perspective. Reflect and summarize, paraphrase what you've heard to confirm understanding. Validate emotions, acknowledge their feelings as legitimate, even if you don't share the same perspective. Research shows that perceiving active listening behavior in a partner can activate the reward system, creating positive experiences that strengthen the relationship bond. When your partner knows you're genuinely interested in understanding them, not just waiting for your turn to speak, they feel valued and respected. One powerful strategy for enhancing active listening is asking, "Do you want to be hugged, heard, or helped?" This simple question clarifies what your partner needs in the moment, allowing you to provide the appropriate support. Sometimes they may need solutions, but often they simply need validation and understanding. Nonverbal communication, the silent conversation. While words are important, nonverbal cues often convey more meaning than verbal messages. Research indicates that up to 93% of communication is nonverbal, encompassing facial expressions, body language, tone of voice, and physical touch. Being attuned to these nonverbal elements can dramatically improve understanding in your relationship. Nonverbal communication in relationships is the quiet language that shapes how couples connect, understand, and support one another. From gentle touches to facial expressions, these silent signals often communicate more about your emotional state than words ever could. Key aspects of nonverbal communication. Pay attention to these nonverbal elements in your interactions. Eye contact, maintaining appropriate eye contact signals engagement and interest. Facial expressions, your face reveals emotions that words might conceal. Body language, posture, gestures, and physical orientation communicate openness or defensiveness. Physical touch, appropriate touch can convey support, affection, and connection. Tone of voice, how you say something often matters more than what you say. Interestingly, nonverbal synchronization has an important, positive impact on romantic relationship quality. When couples are in sync with their physical movements, gestures, and expressions, they often experience greater relationship satisfaction and emotional connection. To improve nonverbal communication, practice being intentional with your body language. When your partner is speaking, put away distractions, face them directly, and maintain appropriate eye contact. Be mindful that actions like looking away, cleaning your fingernails, yawning, or flipping channels on the remote say, "I have better things to do," messages that can damage your connection over time. Expressing yourself clearly and constructively. Effective self-expression is about communicating your thoughts, feelings, and needs in ways your partner can receive and understand. This requires emotional awareness, honesty, and tactful delivery. One powerful approach is using I statements rather than you statements. For example, saying I feel hurt when our plans change without discussion instead of you always cancel our plans reduces defensiveness and opens the door to productive conversation. Elements of constructive expression. Consider these guidelines when sharing your perspective. Be specific, focus on concrete behaviors rather than making generalizations. Stay current, address present issues without bringing up past grievances. Express feelings directly, name your emotions clearly rather than expecting your partner to guess. Make clear requests, state what you need rather than complaining about what isn't working. Choose the right timing, initiate important conversations when both of you are calm and receptive. Communication is about expressing yourself in a healthy way, listening to your partner when they are doing the same, and really hearing and absorbing what the other person has to say. This balanced exchange allows both partners to feel valued and understood. If you notice patterns of passive-aggressive communication in your relationship, address them directly. Passive-aggressive behavior like giving the silent treatment or making sarcastic remarks undermines trust and prevents authentic connection. Encourage honest, direct communication by creating a safe environment where both partners can express themselves without fear of judgment or rejection. Navigating conflict with respect and resolution. Conflict is inevitable in any relationship, but how couples handle disagreements determines whether conflict strengthens or damages their bond. Healthy conflict resolution involves addressing issues directly while maintaining respect and emotional connection. Resolving conflicts requires self-regulation, identifying your partner's needs, and acting responsively. This means developing self-awareness, learning effective listening skills, and approaching disagreements with an attitude of collaboration rather than competition. Effective conflict resolution strategies. When disagreements arise, consider these approaches. Cool down first. If emotions are running high, take a short break before discussing the issue. Focus on the problem, not the person. Attack the issue, not each other. Listen to understand. Make sure you grasp your partner's perspective before responding. Seek common ground. Look for areas of agreement as a foundation for resolution. Compromise when possible. Be willing to meet in the middle on negotiable issues. Relationship experts make an important distinction between resolvable and perpetual problems. Understanding conflict blueprints can help you and your partner constructively manage conflict around unsolvable problems. Some differences like personality traits or fundamental values may never be fully resolved, but they can be managed with understanding and respect. When approaching difficult conversations, open the discussion by showing consideration for your loved one's feelings with statements like "I care about our relationship" or "I know you don't mean to upset me." Then, clearly describe the behavior you'd like to change and express your feelings honestly. This approach creates a foundation of goodwill that makes resolution more likely. Building a culture of appreciation and positivity. Effective communication isn't just about addressing problems, it's also about cultivating positive interactions and expressing appreciation. Research by relationship expert Dr. John Gottman suggests that thriving relationships maintain a 5:1 ratio of positive to negative interactions, even during conflict. Make a habit of noticing and commenting on what you appreciate about your partner. Specific compliments: "I really appreciate how you listened to me when I was upset earlier," rather than generic praise, are particularly meaningful because they show you are paying attention to their efforts. Practices to build positivity. Incorporate these habits to strengthen your relationship. Express gratitude daily. Thank your partner for specific actions, both small and large. Celebrate successes. Respond enthusiastically to your partner's good news and accomplishments. Create rituals of connection. Develop daily habits that foster communication, like morning coffee together or evening check-ins. Use humor appropriately. Shared laughter can diffuse tension and create bonds. Show affection regularly. Physical touch reinforces verbal expressions of love. These positive interactions create an emotional bank account that helps sustain the relationship through inevitable challenging periods. When partners feel appreciated and valued, they're more likely to approach communication with openness and goodwill. Regular check-ins, maintaining connection through communication. Life's busyness can easily push relationship communication to the back burner. Establishing regular check-ins helps ensure that important conversations happen before issues escalate. To strengthen romantic relationships, active listening, regular check-ins, empathy, and respectful tone during disagreements are effective practices that create a foundation for ongoing connection. These intentional conversations allow couples to address small concerns before they become major problems. Types of relationship check-ins. Consider implementing these check-in practices. Daily connection, brief, focused time to share highlights and challenges from your day. Weekly processing, a longer conversation to discuss relationship dynamics, unresolved issues, and upcoming events. Monthly relationship reviews, dedicated time to assess how you're doing as a couple and set intentions for growth. Annual vision alignment, in-depth discussions about long-term goals, values, and relationship direction. During these check-ins, practice open and honest communication that fosters trust and mutual respect. Share thoughts and feelings transparently while creating space for your partner to do the same. These consistent touchpoints help prevent disconnection and ensure both partners remain emotionally aligned. Improving communication skills, a lifelong journey. Like any significant skill, effective communication develops through consistent practice and ongoing learning. Both partners need to commit to continuous improvement rather than expecting immediate perfection. Developing and practicing healthy communication skills can help us navigate issues that arise in relationships and find resolutions that work for each partner. This ongoing commitment to improvement creates a relationship environment where both people feel heard, respected, and understood. Resources for communication growth. Consider these approaches to enhance your communication skills. Relationship education, workshops, books, and online courses focused on communication skills. Couples therapy or coaching, professional guidance tailored to your specific relationship dynamics. Practice exercises, structured activities designed to build specific communication skills. Feedback exchange, regular, gentle feedback about what's working and what could improve in your communication. Self-reflection, personal awareness of your communication patterns, triggers, and growth areas. Remember that communication styles are deeply influenced by family of origin, past relationships, and personality differences. Understanding these influences can help you develop compassion for yourself and your partner as you work to create new, healthier patterns. Technology and communication, navigating the digital age. Modern relationships face unique communication challenges and opportunities in the digital age. Text messages, social media, and video calls provide new ways to connect but also create potential for misunderstanding. When communicating digitally, be especially mindful of tone, which can be easily misinterpreted without nonverbal cues. Consider whether sensitive topics are better discussed in person, where you can benefit from the full range of verbal and nonverbal communication. Guidelines for digital communication. To maintain healthy connection in the digital age, establish technology boundaries, create phone-free times and spaces to ensure quality connection. Clarify expectations, discuss preferences for response times and communication frequency. Use video when possible, for important conversations when you can't be together. Video calls provide more nonverbal context than text or voice alone. Be mindful of public sharing. Respect relationship privacy by discussing what's appropriate to share on social media. Choose the right medium, match the communication channel to the message's importance and complexity. While technology can facilitate connection across distance, remember that in-person communication remains the gold standard for building and maintaining intimacy in romantic relationships. Conclusion. Effective communication in romantic relationships isn't a destination, it's an ongoing journey of growth, understanding, and connection. By developing active listening skills, paying attention to nonverbal cues, expressing yourself constructively, resolving conflicts respectfully, cultivating positivity, maintaining regular check-ins, committing to skill development, and navigating digital communication wisely, you create the foundation for a relationship that can thrive through life's inevitable changes and challenges. The effort you invest in improving communication pays dividends in deeper intimacy, stronger trust, and greater relationship satisfaction. As you practice these skills together, you create a relationship where both partners feel truly seen, heard, and valued, the essence of meaningful romantic connection. Remember that perfect communication doesn't exist, the goal is progress, not perfection. Each conversation is an opportunity to understand your partner more deeply and to be understood in return, creating a lifelong dialogue that continues to evolve and enrich your relationship with each passing day.